The Billericay Operatic Society is an amateur musical theatre society based in Essex that's been performing since 1929. They perform their main show at the Brentwood Theatre each year, and there's lots of ways to get involved with them if you share a passion for musical theatre. Now, I went to see their last production, Lust the Musical, recently and had a fantastic afternoon of fun and music. So here to tell us more about what the society is up to next is Jane Granby from the Society. Hi, Jane.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. You've had a great success with Lust the Musical, haven't you? It was lovely. I just sat there in the seat, smiling all the way through when I wasn't laughing, that is. The theatre was very busy when I was there, so was the production a success in terms of ticket sales as well?
It was a success. Yeah. We did well with ticket sales. Yeah. In fact, some people were really kind. Still had a few people who were a little nervous about returning to the theatre and sitting amongst lots of people.
Of course.
But they then bought tickets and donated the price and just didn't come.
Oh.
But otherwise, we had really good ticket sales and really good reviews and feedback.
Yeah, well, it was a really entertaining couple of hours. I really enjoyed it. Very, very funny.
Yes, they found it very funny also.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I like the ha, 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 ha. But we won't go into that, shall we?
No, probably not.
All right. You also had a really nice surprise at the final night, didn't you? Tell us about that.
Yes, and it was lovely for particularly our producer, who has loved Lust, the musical, for as long as I remember knowing him. We had Lee Heather, who was one of the brothers who wrote Lust originally.
Yeah.
He came with his wife from quite a long way. They came from Croydon.
Wow.
And sat in the audience. We didn't know anything about it except for two members of our committee who'd taken the ticket booking. And at the end, we were told very mysteriously to wait around backstage. Do not get changed. Just wait around. And we're thinking, oh, my goodness, what on earth has happened? And along he came. And it was amazing. And a lot of the principals had quite long chats with him. He stayed with us for probably a good couple of hours.
Wow.
Just chatting, telling us stories about the original production, how the principals had delivered lines or songs, and it was lovely for the people who had really big parts in the show. It's lovely for all of us.
Absolutely. And he had some nice things to say about your own production.
Oh, he loved it.
Yeah,
he thought it was brilliant, which was really fantastic to hear that from one of the people who've actually written the whole piece.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as I say, you know, I'll be queuing up for tickets for the next performance.
I hope so.
You're going to tell us about that in a moment. But I hear you're looking for new members of your society. So what are the requirements at the moment of new members?
Ideally, and I hate to be sexist on this, but ideally men.
Okay.
And I think most societies would say that we are lacking a little in men.
Right.
So saying, we've had two or three new male people who've come along and joined the cast very recently and are settling in nicely, are enjoying it.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're a man and you like to perform or would like to perform, you don't have to have had any previous experience. We'd like you to be able to sing in tune. We'd like you to be able to move. Hopefully everyone can move, so there we go. Act. We give a fair bit of training, actually, along the way.
Really?
I think I've said this before,
yeah,
that I'd hate for people to sit at home thinking, that sounds really good. It'd be a way of getting out and meeting new people and doing a new activity. Oh, but I don't think I've got a fantastic singing voice.
Yeah.
Well, I think your singing voice develops as you use it. We have an excellent MD at the moment who is very good at training. We do warm-up exercises. He talks about how best to sing a certain line. And I think as you do more, you gain confidence.
Absolutely.
I mean, some people are made to be lead, take on lead principal roles, and they perhaps have got fantastic singing voices. But we do need people who can just sing, hold a line, play a part in the chorus.
Yep.
And the principals couldn't put shows on without a good chorus behind them.
Absolutely.
They're just as necessary. So give us a call. We have a website. If you look up Billericay Operatic Society online, you'll soon find us. There'll be contact numbers. Please give us a ring. At the very worst, come along and watch a rehearsal. And I think you'll find eventually you'll be in there amongst us and on the Brentwood stage.
Yeah, well, it certainly looks and sounds like a lot of fun. I expect you have a lot of fun at rehearsals.
Made in Dagenham in particular is going to be
that's
the production.
Right.
It is going to be a lot of fun. The music is fantastic. It's very lively. It's very modern. Very foot tapping,
right.
Very sing along. You know, you get it stuck in your head, and it's there for most of the day. So you'll enjoy singing the music. It's quite raucous for the men. They've already started setting the first number, and it's very noisy and laddish.
Absolutely.
So it will be a great deal of fun to be part of the cast, part of a family. Again, I've said this before on radio. You join a society like ours. We have all ages. We look after each other. We have social events. They become your friends. They become your family. So it's definitely something to be thought of. I was thinking today, coming here, there are an awful lot of people now working from home.
Yes.
Who perhaps used to have to travel up to London. Mm-hmm. Well, now you're working from home, you haven't got that travelling time.
Absolutely.
So there's really no excuse for saying, oh, I just don't get back in time to go to something like that. We don't start till 8 o'clock to rehearse. So perhaps you've got more time to do it now than you used to have.
Got an extra couple of hours a day, yeah. And for anyone who doesn't know, and they can't be many, Made in Dagenham, the musical is based on the film that came out in 2010. The musical first hit the West End stage in 2014, I think it was. And we're going to hear a song from the original London cast recording of Made in Dagenham with the title track. And it's very energetic, this. It's Made in Dagenham. Wow, what a lively performance that is. That sounds very exciting, that. And I imagine, I've actually sneaked a little preview of a performance on YouTube, and you're the choreographer, haven't you?
Yes.
Have you got a lot of work to do in this production?
I've got two numbers that are mine,
okay.
I've been told. And then I help Wayne out with general movement of other bits and pieces. Like tonight, we've got a rehearsal, and we're doing a bit of choreography on the end of it. So
okay, yeah. Well, I expect you're only just starting rehearsals at the moment, aren't you, really? How big is the cast for this one? It looks like quite a big production.
Ideally, quite a large cast, which is why I'm here asking for some more men.
Okay, yeah.
As there are quite a lot of named male principals. And we already have 21 ladies in the chorus.
Right.
Which is almost double what we had for last.
Okay.
So people have come back, not quite so nervous about rehearsing and being on stage and so forth. They have come back for this. And we do have a decent amount of men, but three or four more would be very nice.
Okay, well, I'm sure they're out there somewhere. And
hopefully so.
Yeah. Obviously, you're here on the radio today, and we'll also put this on the Phoenix FM website later today and share it around social media and try and spread the message that Jane Granby needs men.
Yes. Also, could I just add a quick plea as well?
Yeah, of course.
If there are any farmers or people out there without buildings, we are also in need of somewhere to store our scenery.
Ah, right, okay.
And unfortunately, where we've been storing it, we're unable to after March.
Ah, okay.
And we're on the look for somewhere else to put our bits and pieces.
Yeah,
So if anybody is out there, perhaps again, they could contact us and we'll let them know what we're looking for.
Right.
But that would be excellent.
Yeah, there's so much involved in these productions that you don't even realise, isn't there? You know, as well as the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yes, it won't fit in my garden shed, unfortunately.
Nor mine, before it lasts, no. Okay, so this production of Made in Dagenham, it's in March next year,
I believe.
That's right. Yeah. But tickets are available now?
They are.
Okay, give us some details, can you?
Okay, so we are doing the production from Tuesday the 29th of March to Saturday the 2nd of April. If you contact, I'll give the contact number, but I expect it's easier to look for us online. 07909 696 953 between the hours of 9 and 8. Then you can book tickets. They range from £18 for Tuesday evening and Saturday matinee to £19 for all the other tickets. And they are going fast.
Sounds like a bargain to me. Really, really good. Now, also, obviously, if anyone wants to get involved in the society, they can contact you basically by Googling Billericay Operatic Society. You're very easy to find. All the same, I'll put contact details on the Phoenix FM website.
That's fantastic.
Well, that sounds really good, and I'm really looking forward to it. And thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for asking me.
Let's hope you get lots of lovely men turn up.
Hopefully.
All right, Jane, thank you so much. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.